It's four-pack time on KFGO with Mike McFeely and Paul Juergens.
KFGO news director, how you doing, my friend?
Mike, did I ever mention that this was my senior class song?
I think you have, yes.
Yes, it was. Thank you,
Lynyrd
Daniel.
Skynyrd.
Thank you, Daniel. Very kind of you, Daniel.
Sweet Home Alabama? What did that have to do with
Otters? This was the night before the graduation. Freebird was our real class song.
It was not.
Yes, it was.
It was not.
Freebird was. Yes, it was.
You guys were a bunch of hippies at Fergus Falls.
No, it wasn't.
Freebird, man.
Freebird, it was.
Went on for like 7 minutes. Like the longest song of all time.
Freebird. It was.
Dude, man, we're free, yeah.
Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody? Mike. What day is it, Mike? Leslie, guess what today is?
Leslie. It's hump day.
Woo-hoo! Mike.
Look at him pressing buttons back there. There's smoke coming off the board. Sweat falling off his brow behind the board.
What was your graduation, your class song of 19?
I don't remember. 84.
You don't remember?
No.
Really?
Really.
Is that right?
I remember. No, it has
You remember graduation?
Yes. I'll be honest with you. I kind of lost interest in high school about halfway through my junior year. You know, I just
phoned it in, huh?
I totally admit I phoned it in the last year and a half of my high school career. Emma, if you're listening, do that.
No.
Work hard. Keep studying, kiddo.
That's when Sheriff Ingebrigtsen was chasing you around.
Ooh, but want to see the scars? I still have them.
Yeah, that's right. When you went through the barbed wire fence.
Went through the barbed wire fence.
Douglas County deputies in pursuit.
Yeah, look at that. Right there. Ooh, yeah. God, it hurt.
They never did catch you, did they?
Nope, they did not. I was too quick back in those days. 4 o'clock, four-pack, the top four talk show tuckers of the day on the Mike McFeely Show. Number four, Jerky, this is a heartwarming story. No, I changed them up on you. This is a heartwarming story. Not that one about the lingerie place. There's a dog that lived in Minot, North Dakota.
Yes, he did.
There was an eight-year-old boxer named Jasmine. Jasmine, I think it's pronounced.
I'd say Jasmine.
Yep. It went missing.
Don't say that. Nobody talks like that.
The dog went missing.
He disappeared.
Disappeared for 2 months. And the owner, Tina Bone, thought that her pooch was lost forever. And who wouldn't think that? Of course, two months. If Jasmine, the eight-year-old boxer, just took off and was gone, you'd think it would be gone. But anyway, down there in Edmond, Oklahoma, Willie Fields with the Free to Live Animal Sanctuary found the dog along a road in Logan County in central Oklahoma earlier this month, and a microchip inside the dog told the folks down there in OK that the dog is from Minot, North Dakota.
And he made the connection, and they'll be reunited, I understand. And how did Jasmine get to Oklahoma? That's the mystery.
Well,
1,000 miles.
Tina Bone thinks the Jasmine was stolen, and that's how she ended up in Oklahoma.
Dumped in Oklahoma, or escaped, heading back toward Minot. Now, does Rudy have a chip?
Yes, Rudy does have
a chip. My dogs don't have those chips.
I thought it was almost required these days, isn't it? I suppose you can't require it.
Do they put them in their head, or where do they put them?
You know, I don't really even know where Rudy's chip is. They just told us at the society, at the Humane Society, when we adopted him, that he had a chip in him.
My dogs don't have chips, and I think that might be intentional.
Because if Norman and Millie get a little uppity, you're going to kick them out the door and say you're on your own, guys, or what?
I just haven't done it. They're probably getting too old now. I don't know.
Well, how old are they?
7, 6, something like that.
Well, that's only that's like 49 in human years.
Yeah, but
that's not old.
They're retriever poodles. They age.
Oh, a lot of tread on them. Been worn off those tires.
Oh, no.
They're a tough life on your bed, have they?
That's where they are right now.
With the table treats, yeah.
That's where they are right now.
Well, I'm happy that the dog from Oklahoma got found.
It's a neat story.
It's a happy story.
Yes, it is.
I like dogs.
I do, too.
And I like Minot, North Dakota, as well. Number three on our list, Christian Ponder, Jurgi. It was announced today in the passive voice. The Vikings announced today that Christian Ponder will be their starting quarterback Sunday against the Green Bay Packers because head coach Leslie Frazier said Christian Ponder has, quote, had success in Lambeau Field, unquote. Your thoughts?
Is that what he said?
That is what he said, unquote.
Well, Ponder said that Frazier didn't even tell him. but he assumed this job was still his.
I thought you were going to say something like Ponder said, what the hell is he thinking? What the hell is he starting me for?
Has he had success in Lambeau Field?
He retired a couple of months ago.
What?
No. Has he?
Oh, has he?
I just don't, you know, it's just the whole season, it's all a blur now.
Well, last year, Christian Ponder just about got run out of Minneapolis because he single-handedly lost the game for the Vikings in Lambeau Field. Yeah. And he didn't play in the playoff game because he was hurt. So
Joe Webb stepped in.
Yeah.
He's had success.
According to Leslie Frazier.
In Lambeau Field.
According to Leslie Frazier.
Okay.
Matt Cassel must be steaming out the ears right now. Josh Freeman's going, hey, whatever, man. I'm getting my
$3
million.
$3 million man.
Yeah.
Just sitting there.
Yeah.
I've been a Ponder supporter. After last week, I just.
You're done?
I was walking around the building last week saying 9-7. 9-7. People laughed.
I'm gonna work for you.
Not so well.
Okay. Remember, Paul Allen predicted what, 11-5? I think when he was on this program, he predicted 11-5 for the Vikings.
So at least that's
not
settled.
So much.
It's settled.
Number two on our list today, Jurgi. I've been talking a lot on my program the past couple of days about West Fargo coach/teacher Jim Jonas, the fact that he had been apparently asked to resign from a couple of assistant coaching positions
in the
school district.
Not asked to resign from track and field?
Correct, yes. Correct. Or teaching or anything else, just football and basketball.
There was a sit-in today.
Yes, the students that have started a campaign called Free Jonas, hashtag Free Jonas on Twitter. They sat in during, third and fourth periods today at West Fargo High School.
They said that while they chanted, we want Jonas, some said that they were threatened with suspension, but the school is now saying they're not going to take any action. And the West Fargo School District, moments ago, Mike, I believe you have a statement that the district has issued.
I do.
Update. It says, update statement, re-JJ situation.
Decisions that support the educational opportunities and the well-being of our students are made on a daily basis. Each of these decisions is made with considerable thought and deliberation. When the decision involves personnel, the district will complete a formal process around that decision.
Keep going.
A key piece of that process is communication with the affected employee. Such communication may be given verbally or via written document and may or may not be placed within the employee's personnel file.
Couple more sentences.
The district will err on the side of direct communication with the affected employee before communicating with the public. To the highest degree possible, West Fargo Public Schools attempts to respect employee confidentiality whenever personnel decisions are made. Italicized, the district has no further comment at this time. Signed, Heather Konshak, Community Relations Director, West Fargo Public Schools.
There you are.
As I just received a text message from somebody else within the media business seconds ago, you might have heard it go ba-ding.
I did.
It says, that statement really doesn't say anything. What it says is no comment on the fact that we have nothing to comment about. That's what it says to me. What does it say to you, old newsman of long tenure?
Well, they're trying to protect the integrity of the...
CYA? Is that what they're doing here?
Communication, verbally written. They're
complete a formal process.
Employee confidentiality whenever personnel decisions are made and that they're following the policy. And the district has no further comment at this time, so that speaks for itself, Mike. Right? Okay.
Come on! Come out and say something. Somebody man up. Say something.
What do you want them to say? It's a personnel matter.
It's a public employee, right? Taxpayer dollars, right?
Yes.
So aren't we owed answers if I'm a taxpayer of West Fargo?
Personnel decisions, personnel matters can be handled in a different manner.
God bless the students, by the way. God bless the students. Yesterday, during the... Oh, I like that. Yesterday... You done, Harry Morgan? Yesterday, during the 4 o'clock four-pack, we gave a little tribute to the gentleman from Moorhead who invented the Dilly Bar.
Yes, Bob Litherland.
Yes, Bob Litherland. And you sent one of your minions out to a Dairy Queen to buy what I believe was a 6-pack of Dilly Bars.
I did.
Came back and Daniel had a Dilly Bar and I had a Dilly Bar and you had a Dilly Bar. 4 people had Dilly Bars, meaning there was 2 Dilly Bars left.
Yeah.
You can take it from here, Pimp.
Well, they were left in the freezer, one of our freezers, overnight here in the green room, the kitchen area. And I fully intended to take them home for my 2 grandsons last night who were camping out, slumber party. And this morning I come to work on Jack Sunday and we're talking, sitting at the desk in the news center, and Jack said he mentioned that he'd really never eaten a true Dairy Queen Dilly Bar. And I just couldn't believe it. He said he's had chocolate, but not the Dilly Bar. I rushed to the freezer to find that the 2 remaining Dilly Bars were gone. Stolen, kite, pilfered.
Pilfered?
An internal investigation was quickly launched. Daniel McFeely.
Daniel Gunderson.
The McFeely show producer?
Yes.
I confronted him in the hallway.
But I might know the suspect or suspects in question.
Are you willing to share that information at this point?
You know what, right now, I don't feel comfortable. I need to talk to my lawyer first before we get to that point. But if we can sit down, talk about this in a legal matter, then yes, I think I'll be willing to disclose who these culprits were.
There are some other witnesses that have stepped forward, and one of the suspects made the comment that, well, if you can't leave anything in the fridge or freezers here, it's fair game. Is that really the way it works here?
Yeah, that is the kind of the attitude, the culture here at the KFGO studios, that if you leave something in the fridge or freezer, if it's not clearly marked, it is fair game.
All right. Our people will be in touch with your people. Thanks, Dan.
Thank you. Appreciate it, Paul.
Bob Harris of KFGO was able to shed some light on one of the 2 Dilly Bar suspects today.
There were 2 chocolate Dilly Bars in a freezer in the kitchen area here at KFGO. I talked to a number of people. I think that there are some people on the verge of confessing to the theft.
I did, Paul. I did see someone walking around. I thought maybe she had a sore throat. There was this tongue depressor in her mouth. But, yes, I did see Ms. Butweiler, the host of Live at 5, with a tongue depressor in her mouth.
I believe that she was probably responsible for the theft of one of the chocolate Dilly Bars.
That's yes, I would assume that, yes.
Do you have any information as to who may be responsible for the consumption of the 2nd chocolate Dilly Bar I was saving for my grandchildren?
I can't say right now. I really don't know. It would be hearsay. I don't know.
Scott Sorum?
I don't know. I plead the 5th. I don't know.
Joel Heidkamp?
No, not Joel.
So, upstairs, managers have been reviewing surveillance videotape. There's a camera in there. And Fargo Police now have joined the investigation upon our request. Chief Keith Turnus is the lead investigator.
Well, you know, unfortunately, it certainly constitutes a theft. And, you know, we'd, in other circumstances, we certainly would collect some evidence. We'd be looking for some trace evidence, up to including DNA and hair fibers and that types of thing. So, you know, there's no question that, you know, what we're dealing with here, looking at, is a theft.
Clearly. Clearly.
And clearly.
We have one suspect. I mean, there's been no charges filed. Maybe we can work this out.
Well, one of them was named. Bob Harris just ratted out Sandy Butweiler like he was singing like a canary in Shawshank Prison. So Sandy's one of them.
Yeah,
and you throw out a couple of other suspects, Scott Sorum.
I think Heitkamp's been cleared.
Well, I mean, the reaction from Bob Harris, if I was to be a detective, you said Scott Sorum, and Bob, I don't know, I plead the 5th. And then he said Joel Heitkamp. He said, no, not Joel Heitkamp. So that tells me that's likely the
could be
the redhead, not Joel Redhead, the other redhead, the Red Sox fan.
Yeah. So it's very disturbing. And you come in and you're saving these for your 2 grandkids, and they had their heart set on them. And now tonight I'll come home.
Grandpa, Grandpa!
I've got nothing.
Where's our Dilly Bars?
I've got nothing.
I've got nothing.
Them.
They were pilfered from the freezer at KFGO, stolen by Sandy Butweiler and possibly Scott Sorum.
Some months ago, Jack Sunday left some pizzas in there, and they're gone.
Pilfered pizzas?
Yep.
Disappearing dillies and pilfered pizzas on the Mike McFeely Show. Thank you, Jergy. Appreciate that great investigative story that might win a Murrow, by the way, in 2013 for the KFGO news team.